This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
We all take Freddie for granted as if, like I said, we take Freddie for granted like he's a piece of furniture in the living room. You know what I mean? He's so reliable and steady. But, I mean, he's still there. I mean, I would not put it past Artie Moreno and the Angels, because Artie Moreno always overspends for guys at the wrong part of their career like he did with Pujols.
I understand that. But I don't know if I give Freddie $300-plus million at 31, 32 years old.
But it's I don't know. I mean, maybe.
I hear you. Well, I mean, what do you mean a world without Freddie?
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, let's hope we don't have to have that conversation. We haven't even broached that today, Mike.
Well, no, I got it figured out, by the way. Guy said it's because of the twins that Freddie's not sleeping, apparently, because of the kids. That's
that
what a guy
sense.
Just...
Well, that makes sense.
Patrick Broderick hit us up on Twitter, because I don't claim to know the details.
Can I be honest, though? I mean, it's called Nanny, Freddie.
Yeah, I mean, the mom, mom and the oldest son got to go to the game the other night. The kid picked his walk-up music. So I do think they can find a way to mitigate the kids' sleeping habits affecting dad at the plate, don't you?
Well, here's the thing, and I don't know how everybody operates. You know, I got a friend, he's got a nanny, and he ain't making Freddie money. So I'm just saying, I know this idea that if it's affecting Freddie that way, I mean, you can get some help.
By the way,
I do understand. I mean, if you want to be the dad that gets up with the kids and have that experience.
Right.
But I don't know if that is the reason why Freddie's not hitting, you know, lefties and is 2-for-27 right now.
By the way, if you're going to get a nanny, don't get a hot nanny. Nothing good's going to come from that.
No, you're right about that, Mike.
I got a buddy. I got buddies. I got two now. So it's just don't get the hot. I mean, it sounds exciting at the time, the hot Russian or a Brazilian au pair, but it's not going
to
end well.
I agree with that. Yeah, my buddy who has one, as a matter of fact, he literally said he had to fire the first one because of that issue right there. All right, man. It is Dukes and Bell. Well, there's a lot going on today. It's Monday. And coming off the draft, we've been spending a lot of time, and rightfully so, about what happened with our Falcons. I feel good. I think they did a really good job. And I know there are doubters, and that's fine. And there will be, Mike.
But these are the same guys. Again, Carl, it doesn't matter, and I've given up.
No, it
because
doesn't. No, it
you,
doesn't.
You can't explain the cap situation, okay? Whatever you think of Matt, whatever you think he did or didn't do, and Squidbilly's been arguing with these guys on Twitter and on Twitch, Matt doesn't get protected. When he has protection, he's able to get the ball out. Now, again, does he have the arm strength of Aaron Rodgers? No, only Aaron Rodgers does that, or Patrick Mahomes. But there's still some tread on the tire, and this is the world we live in now. So let's get the running game on track. We addressed the depth on the O-line. I think we got some guys who can tote the mail. And let's get after it. But, I mean, I'm done trying to explain this. I mean, Julio, I don't know if Julio's going to be here or not. I don't even know if Julio's even been asked to move some of his money. I think I know what Julio would say.
What would he say?
Mike, you. I'm not doing it. I don't know. Now, by the way, we never hear anything from Julio. I'm not putting my hand in his pocket. But, I mean, if there's a way that you can help the team out, it doesn't involve taking a pay cut, simply moving some money up. But I don't think the Falcons can even do that at this stage, Carl. All we know is we've been led to believe that Grady Jarrett might be the guy that has to move some of his money around to make things work so we can even pay for this draft class, right?
Yeah. Pitts is slotted to make – they know exactly what he's going to make. You know, he's going to get, over the course of this contract, $32 million. You know that going in. But it depends on how many of these guys ultimately make the team. And you talk about, you know, taking care of this rookie class. We said that. That's all underneath the salary cap that you already are projected to have or be under. I think, Mike, when it's all said and done, this is what I'm hoping for. Okay.
Kyle Pitts, by the way, total contract estimated to be $32.9 million.
Yeah, $21 million signing bonus. That's already slotted. You know what he's going to get. That's what's changed in the NFL. There is no negotiating with, oh, well, we don't want to pay that or whatever. That's why you don't have holdouts anymore. So that's that. You know what you're getting. But this is what I want. And then we're going to get the top three at six. I'm hoping Julio's on this team. I think we're better with him. Mm-hmm. I hope that he is on this team because I want Kyle Pitts to learn from Julio, just like Calvin Ridley did. I want us to have all these weapons. Everybody talks about if. Let's see. Let me give Arthur Smith a chance to do this. Now, I'm not the guy that has to find a way to maneuver all of that. That's the salary cap experts and you know, Terry Fontenot and everybody in the front office. But I'm hoping that's the case. But if it's not, I want to be clear. This is not a rebuild. We can still win games and still be what we want to be. I just think we're better under those circumstances, Mike. And even if it's 4 year, because we know next year mm-hmm. things change. So I'm not worried about 2022 right now. What do I always tell you guys? What is the best football team we can put on the field in September? That's all I care about right now. How does that happen? Right. How do we do it? 2022, I'll take care of itself. I'll worry about that at a later date.
And Arthur Smith's comments that are out there in Pro Football Talk, we'll get into that this hour. But, I mean, I now know, and you and I talked about this back when they were interviewing people back in February. Do you believe you're going to look Arthur Blank in the eye and say, no, this isn't going to be a five-year turnaround. Not that it'd be a five-year, but this isn't going to be like a two- or three-year turnaround in the NFL. I can win right now, and now we know what was said.
Yeah, he told Peter King these comments. Pro Football Talk picked it up, but they are – to me, it's the best thing that I've heard because this is what I was wondering. For Falcon fans, I think it's what you were wondering. And I don't think there's any question now. This is not a rebuild. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's get to the top three. Speaking of top three, what up, Ryan Cameron? He was talking about this draft with me and just texted and said a couple of things. Bottom line is Falcon fans should feel good about this. And, you know, let's hear from Terry Fontenot first and foremost, Chris, talking about the love of this draft class, because I've never heard a general manager go through a draft. I don't care what team pick it, the worst team ever, and go, boy, I really blew that. Every general manager feels like they did what they needed to do. For Terry Fontenot, this was his first test for us as Falcon fans.
Extremely excited about the six picks today and the nine picks overall. I think we have an exceptional group of young men, and there's a lot of what you look for from coaches, from scouts, is passion and conviction. You want to bring in players that you love, and we love this draft class.
And I do too. I mean, Mike, I don't know if I have a favorite player yet. I would love to see some of these late-round guys pan out, the Taquan Grahams. Even Frank Darby. I mean, a six-round pick who could be a special teams guy. You heard our guest talk about, you know, how infectious his personality is. When you hear this kid talk about how excited he was to be picked, Trevor Sikkema was talking about him training down there in Florida. I don't know what kind of impact these guys are going to have, but if you hit on your late picks and your top three picks are starters and impact players for you, Mike, this is going to be a really good draft.
Yeah, I know that we've got guys on our mind that you know and you saw play college football, and we talked about guys like Javonte Williams. There were a lot of buzz about like five or six guys that you and I would get into. Hey, he might be here. Well, a guy like Javonte Williams was there, and we decided to trade back, and the Broncos moved up and got him. And I think he's going to be a real big star in the NFL, but we also need a safety. But that gets people going, well, why didn't we take a running back? What's this about? Because all guys know is a Madden game. In a Madden game, you take a running back with the first or second round. The NFL is built a little differently. So we are going to try to build this thing with some depth. We've also, and that's to Carl's point about this thing not being a rebuild. I don't necessarily agree with it, but we're going to see how good our new coaching staff is at turning this thing around and getting the guys in the position to make plays. All the guys that said we were too hard on Matt Ryan or I was too hard on this or that said Dirk Cutter's an idiot. Well, no argument there. We didn't use these guys the right way. Talent evaluation sucked. Coaching sucked. Dan Quinn hired some terrible assistants. No argument there. Now we've got a new regime. What do we have here? Can you get more out of this? Now, obviously, to your point, it'd be a hell of a lot easier if Julio was here, but that might not be possible.
Might not.
So, I mean, I'm just excited that for the first time since 2015, we got a completely new set of evaluation eyeballs, actually a bunch of pairs of eyeballs, Carl, on this team.
I'm with you, man. It's Dukes and Bell. It's our top three at six, brought to you by New Realm Brewing Company's Hoptropolis IPA. It is an American IPA with tropical fruit, floral, citrus, and stone hop aromatics. Hoptropolis IPA, guys, check it out. Tropical Allure Juicy Hop Bliss. Let's talk about the Hawks. They went against the Bulls. I thought that was a must win for this Hawks team, the way they had struggled in their last few games. And, Mike, it puts us in the play-in tournament. Guys, we are in the playoffs right now if it was a start. But we want to make sure we're one of those top six seeds. So all of these games moving forward matter. Tonight it's Portland, 8 o'clock down at State Farm. And listen to Trae Young, because he talks about, listen, we got to finish strong. I mean, I know we're battling all these injuries, but we got to find a way to be a top six seed.
I mean, yeah, for sure. There's definitely emphasis on finishing the season off strong. You want to do that heading into the postseason. So for us, we, for a lot of the guys that have been here, we haven't been in these type of situations where games are important late down the stretch. So.
Well, you know, it's still work to be done. And, you know, for us, you know, it's just we'll learn a lot about ourselves in these remaining games and the rest of this season. You know, this team has not been in this position or been playing for anything like this in the last few years. And it's going to be tough. It's going to be a challenge. We're gonna have to see some growth from our team, and you know, it's a good challenge for us. So it's still work to be done, you know, we'll see where we are and what we're about, you know, going down the stretch.
8 o'clock tip against Portland, Carl. They're the third seed right now. Obviously, Damian Lillard and everybody else. Tough team to have to play this late in the season, you know, with the season on the line and the injuries that we've been dealing with.
No doubt about it. That was, of course, not only Trey, but Coach Nate McMillan talking about the Hawks there. Meanwhile, a couple of other things going on. Braves, the NL East right now is tight. If we can just hold on and maintain, maybe we can get things going as we get into, you know, May and then the end of May, early June. But it's been hard. And Brian Snicker talked about it. We can't seem to get it all put together at the same time.
I know. Yeah, it's like I get on the read the paper or whatever, and it's just the number of injuries is just ridiculous in Major League Baseball. And I don't know why. Somebody asked, I don't know why. We had a normal spring and just one of them things, I guess. But we're just lucky. Everybody's kind of treading water in the division.
I mean, we've been healthier. We had to juggle a lot of pitching, you know, the last couple of years. I think Snicker kind of, you know, earned his stripes, Carl, you know, dealing with multiple lineups over the years. But this one, as he just said, it's been a beast.
It has. And for me, I mean, the days off, it's been good. I just don't know if we've capitalized on some of the things that we thought we would, Mike. The hitting is the biggest surprise to me. I wasn't sold completely on the pitching. I told you guys coming back into this season, you know, as we talked about things the Braves needed to do, Can Acuna find another level? He has. Freddie needs to be Freddie. He has, but then he hasn't. Max Fried and Ian Anderson, can they build on last year? These are things I talked about. And some of this is playing out, unfortunately, just as I thought it might. Marcell Ozuna, can he be consistent? Hasn't been. Austin Riley, can he take a leap? Maybe he's starting to, but he hadn't been. You know, can Christian Pache be the everyday guy and give you the pop you need? These are all things we talked about. So now it's playing out this way, Mike, and you go, well, okay, I need some guys to step up.
I mean, again, it would have helped if we actually invested in real pitching to augment what we had. I mean, I'm not even talking about Trevor Bauer, okay? Zach Wheeler at this point, I take over Drew Smyly. Drew Smiley's terrible. I mean, at what point are they going to cut bait? I know you guys, well, it's only May, but he loses every freaking game he pitches in. I mean, that's it. I mean, the ERA is the Ocho. The guy's got nothing. There's nothing about Drew Smyly that, I mean, hands up if you knew what this guy was with the Giants last year. We knew he won some games, but he's just terrible, Carl. And Morton, I mean, Charlie Morton, give him a 4-run lead the other night down there again, playing the Blue Jays in Dunedin. He's not exactly what we thought he was going to be. So you really are going to hope, and I'll say it for the third time today, Soroka, let's hope he just hits the ground running. Let's hope Freed does the same when he comes back, right?
We need that. Real quick, Mike, Atlanta United, they take an L over the weekend against New England. Tomorrow, by the way, it's the second leg of Champions League. Philly leads the match, guys. We're going to need a Herculean effort. But what happened over the weekend?
Yeah, I don't know. And you said it earlier. Is Heinze thinking about the Champions League means more than the MLS season? A lot of guys got the day off, including the start, I should say, Miles Robinson. Joseph doesn't look 100%. I was texting back and forth with Felipe Cardenas a few weeks back, and he said, you know, I'm not sure when is Joseph going to look like the old Joseph. There's only been little spurts of it. Defensively, the lapses, we don't. And the other thing, real quick, when we have scoring opportunities, series, like the Philly game. Now, Blake is one of the best goalkeepers in MLS. We don't pull the trigger soon enough, Carl. I think that's what's so infuriating. Someone's got to tell Barco, enough with this. Don't be Curly Neal with a soccer ball. Just pull the trigger,
right,
man.
Right.
And that's what we're going to need.
All right, guys. More on Atlanta United. We were going to talk to Jason Longshore today. He was a little bit under the weather, so we'll hopefully get him later in the week and talk with him about this. But, yeah, tomorrow's going to be tough, man. 6 goals scored this season, 2 from penalty kicks. That's not the offense we thought we were going to get with Atlanta United. It still hasn't clicked completely with them either. Hey, man, coming up, Arthur Smith tells Peter King exactly what I hoped he would. Next.
The most important story of the day.
All right, guys, it's simple. The Falcons and where we are and where are we going. Arthur Smith tells Peter King this isn't a rebuild. And I want to read this quote, Mike, because I thought this was perfect. I know there are a lot of Falcon fans, and we'll discuss this because Mike and I disagree on this as far as where we are right now and where this may go. But this is good to hear from our organization. As far as, you know, extending Matt Ryan and doing all the things that have happened, now that the draft is done, you go, all right, so what is this? Some Falcon fans feel like this is a rebuild, but this is the direct quote from our head coach. They hired the wrong guys if they thought we were going to lower expectations, take our time, and rebuild. This was in Football Morning in America. He says, that's just not who we are. The expectation is to win now, build for the future, have plans. He says, wide receiver Julio Jones, yeah, did they take phone calls on him? Absolutely. Terry Fontenot owned that, said, yes, we'll listen to trade offers, but we'd do that with any player to see what teams might be offering. So I think whether Julio is here or not, and again, we don't know whether that's going to be the case. This June 1 date is going to be interesting to see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
But they may not move on from him, Mike. And if they don't, I think it helps our team. But what do you make of those comments from Arthur Smith?
Yeah, I mean, you and I talked about this as soon as the job came open. You know, we said, remember you and I, how many times you and I joked around about it? All right, what's your pitch? You know, I mean, Mr. Blank, I think we can win right now. I mean, what do you say? I mean, you're going to give Arthur the reality check, Arthur? We missed the window with Matt and Julio. We won 11 games the last 2. This team ain't got it. This team needs what we need to do is going to take 2 or 3 seasons because this team's culture sucks. There's no clutch, and we got to find some guys, some real hard-hitting dudes. No, apparently that was not what we said. And by the way, I'm not trying to in any way sit there and tell you that Arthur Smith was telling Arthur Blank what he wanted to hear. Arthur Smith believes he can make this work. Arthur Smith, like so many guys, how many guys do we have, Carl, analysts or experts or former players who come on and go, you guys got Matt Ryan. How come you can't figure this out? Right? And
right.
We go, well,
right.
We don't run the football. We don't have any pass rush. I mean, they've got a completely new set of eyes. So I know a lot of you guys wanted Justin Fields. They were not prepared to do that. And by the way, what was the point in paying that kind of money? Carl, we just talked about, what, the 30-some-odd million dollars for a guy who's not going to play for the first 2 years. It just made no sense. I like the idea of hitting the reset, but it was not a tenable game plan. Arthur Smith thinks he can do it. I'm not going to crap on that. Now we got to go see if he can do it.
Here's Terry Fontenot. This is our general manager talking about all these draft picks now. And Mike and I have talked about this all day. If you're just joining us, however you're accessing the show, thanks for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station and its number one sports show, Dukes and Bell. We talked about, you know, not only Kyle Pitts, but also Darren Hall and Dahlman, the center we drafted out of Stanford, all the way to Darby, who was our 6th-round pick. Ogundeje, who was, you know, the kid out of Notre Dame. We've talked about all these draft picks. But here's Fontenot saying, I hope they all make the squad.
So every player we're going to discuss what the vision is, what the fit is, how he's going to make the team, and how he's going to contribute. And so we have clear visions for all those players. And you want to have every player that you draft, you want them to end up making and contributing to your team.
You do. And some of these guys, like we said, some of these guys might be special teams, Mike, but some of these guys may be some rotational guys. If these 2 defensive players we took in the 5th round turn into rotational guys and ultimately starters on your team, you got the right guys, and especially for the value in the 5th round. But they got to contribute. See, the thing is, these draft classes don't pan out when your later round picks don't work out. You can always get the 1st round pick right. But if you're 3rd and your 4th and your 5th rounders, Mike, aren't contributing, then you got a problem.
Right, and that's why I said on Twitter the other day, I said, here's where we go. Our general manager makes his money now, days, you know, 2 and 3. 2nd round, Richie Grant, By any guesstimation, he was top three. Some said he was the best safety. He's super athletic and play all over. We heard that there's some instinctual things that can be coached up with him. But that's a guy that we actually traded back and still got him. And then thanks to that extra pick, Carl and I talked about it. We get some impact players. You know, Taquan Graham, now, you follow Texas more than I do, but he looks like he checks all the boxes. And then Adukunbo Okindiji. I'm sounding it out, Carl. Okindiji really has some athleticism and some really cool tape at Notre Dame. Avery Williams is a burner and a special teams player. Frank Darby, I don't know if he can play football, but he's surely got an electric personality, but he seems like a great guy. Darren Hall, another corner from a school, San Diego State, that puts a lot of guys in the league. Drew Dahlman, there's depth, or he can win the guard or center job. Jalen Mayfield, I'm sorry, I skipped past Jalen Mayfield. Carl, he was projected to be a second rounder. We got him at 68. There's value. So we got depth in the areas. We even got more defensive impact players potentially than I ever thought possible in this draft.
We really did. Terry Fontenot also talked about drafting offensive linemen. Here's what's funny. Mike has said this. Well, are they going to address the O-line? Are they going to address the O-line? Are they going to address the O-line? Guys, they did.
When we picked both offensive linemen, they were the best players on the board. So, yeah, it's easy. We do say you come in and you want to build inside out and you want to get bigger and you want to get big, tough guys in the trenches. That's important. But when we pick those players, they were the best players on the board.
And if you feel confident and you have conviction, as he said about that, then you don't second guess it. See, I'm just glad he's not going, you know, yeah, we had a couple of guys there we were thinking about. Because, see, you hear all this stuff after the draft, right? Like Minnesota. Oh, we were going to make a move to go get Justin Fields, but we changed our mind. That's not conviction. That's, we're not taking a quarterback. We're taking Kyle Pitts. That's it. And when he was there, they took him. See, that's how I want our general manager to operate. It may not always be that way. There may be some conflict. But he's not hemming and hawing about, hey, yeah, you know, we had to really think twice. He's convinced that these are the guys that are going to help us. Now, let's hear from Arthur Smith, because he talks about impact of their defensive line picks. Mike, these guys you just ran about, talked about. This is from our head coach, Arthur Smith.
Big, they got length, and then they can play multiple spots. You know, whether they play outside on base downs or five technique, good versatility, good length. And then the other thing you're looking for, too, is if you're not going to be a starter year one, you got to play on fourth down, and we feel like those guys can find value or find a spot there as well.
So versatility, he talks a lot about that. The old lineman, Jalen Mayfield, Mike mentioned, guard or tackle. Richie Grant can play safety, free or strong. You've got guys that can do multiple things. That those are the kind of guys they went after, you know, and I think that's good for our old line, Mike, because Mayfield, I think, is a starter. I think he's going to be in there. I do.
Right, and the thing is now, think about the competition. We had Jalen Brown and Carpenter actually didn't do a terrible job last year, but the first year here, he wasn't any good, nor was Brown.
Mike, is Gono our left guard right now? Who's our left guard?
Not if I'm talking to D-Led. Oh, Mike, he's no good. He ain't no good, Mike. So now, I mean, and by the way, we don't know what they think. I'm not knocking Matt Hennessy. They might look at Matt Hennessy and say, eh. You know, or maybe they think Hennessy's a guard and Dahlman will have a chance to start at center. Or Dahlman can look, he's a little undersized, but his resume is rock solid. But Jerry, here's the thing with Jalen Mayfield. Do they trust McGarry? I think McGarry will be really successful in this offense because he's a good run blocker. Just got to tighten up his pass blocking.
Dahlman, by the way, the center Mike's talking about out of Stanford, his coach was David Shaw. Can we hear David Shaw real quick? You guys familiar with David Shaw? He was on the draft as well. I think he was on NFL Network. But they ran a very similar zone scheme. Now, for those who don't remember, that is where your linemen not only have to get off their blocks on the D-line if they have one, but also get to what we call the second level, which is where the linebackers are. This kid does a great job of that, getting to the second level and creating, you know, the blocks that they need, which are the lanes, those zones that these running backs run through. Here is David Shaw.
The Falcons got great value. The outside zone scheme that Arthur Smith and their new line coach like to employ, he's going to be perfect at it. Pass protection, he's a great pass protector. You've never heard anybody talk about him having trouble with big guys in pass pro. He sits the big guys down in pass pro. He's got great leverage. He gets under pads. He's great with his hands.
Correction. I like the sound of that.
Yeah, correction real quick. That was on John Chuckery's show over the weekend, so I want to give Chuckery some credit. Yeah. That's David Shaw on the Chuckery show talking about Drew Dahlman and the fit for the Falcons. All right, go ahead, Mike. Sorry.
No, but I mean, that checks all the boxes, guys. You know, again, running the football requires a certain attitude. You know, and we've talked about, like, Lindstrom, you know, barring that one little foot injury that he had, that guy is come out of the box and everything you'd expect, Carl, right, from Boston College.
Mm-hmm.
I can still argue and debate what Jake Matthews is or isn't. He's solid, if not spectacular. But now the question is, McGarry, take that next step. The left guard position, we got options now. And we still have, and don't forget, guys, we've also invited a bunch of guys into camp. It's not just what you do in the draft.
Yeah.
So I think everyone should be legitimately excited, unless, of course, you're still in your bag that we didn't go with Fields. But we gave you the reasoning beyond and why it was never really plausible. The only other thing people are upset about today, Carl, here now, the Monday after the draft, is we didn't get a running back. But we did. We just didn't draft a running back, okay? We went and got to Guy Hawkins from Louisville, ran for 1,500 yards last year. And people just think that, I don't know, what do you think Mike Davis is going to do? They're going to run the ball with this guy. You know, maybe, and we even joked around. We talked about Quadri Allison, and somebody must have gotten his ear because he went on social media to say how fired up he was about this year. So maybe Allison can get some coaching and get a chance to have some opportunities this season.
I hope so. I mean, I just, you know, what I think they're trying to create, and I think they've already done that, is look at the O-line competition. Nobody's promised anything.
Right.
Dwayne Ledford, who was the offensive line coach, comes from Louisville. Do you think he knew anything about this running back? Do you think that he might have known a little birdie in his ear? Coach, he'll be there. Let's invite him to camp. I'm telling you, I think there's some of that goes on. And then, you know, when you start talking about, all right, who's your starters on this line? Well, you're paying Jake Matthews a lot of money as a left tackle.
Right.
Okay? So if you want to just say, all right, Jake's our left tackle, so be it. To me, everything else is up in the air. Seriously. Right. Like, you bring in all these guys, Mike, and you go, all right, who takes off whose head? You guys will be the starters. Let's get some competition and not guaranteeing anybody jack and really get aggressive with the run game. That's what we've got to do, and I think that's what Arthur Smith's trying to accomplish.
And again, Carl mentioned all the guys that were taken from the SEC. We've brought a bunch of guys from the SEC in. Felipe Franks, you remember, is a guy who had all the skills, just could never put it together for a full season with the Gators. He played for Arkansas, 6'7". He'll have a chance to make the roster. They picked up A.J. McCarron, Thursday, as a backup. Remember, guys, not to, you know, knock wood, Matt Ryan's missed 3 games in 13 years. So, I mean, unless you wanted to have your quarterback waste money and sit on the bench, they went in the other direction. Javian Hawkins, Carl just touched on, looks like a star. There's a bunch of ways you can get there. I know that, look, I'm with you. I love the idea of a Javonte Williams or Najee Harris, and it's exciting to see what this kid can do with the Steelers. And by the way, how cool was him hanging out there at a homeless shelter that he spent time with as a kid? That was one of the coolest things from draft night. We talked about it last Friday. But, look, this is the way we're going to get there. I'm excited. I don't necessarily believe we can do all the things that Arthur Smith says we can do. But, Carl, like I always tell you, I'll be happy to be proven wrong. And it'll be a hell of a lot more fun to watch this team win a couple more games this year and maybe have a chance to sniff the playoffs. And Matt can basically tell all the haters to go stick it where the sun don't shine.
I hope. I do. I'm just not with the loser mentality. Whatever happened last year is last year. I'm ready to turn the page and see what happens this year. All right, Mike, let's get to tonight's game winner, man.
All right, man. What do you do when the power goes out in your house?
Ooh, good call.
Do you have these things called books in your home? What do you do when the power goes out? We had a little hit earlier, but we stayed on the air. God bless. 404-741-0929. What is the go-to plan for the family? Do you play Monopoly by the candlelight? Are you building a house on Baltic Avenue?
And the winner is...
Time to take the game winner on Dukes and Bell. Your last chance to sound off on today's show. So don't stink. Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question...
I probably should have renamed this, what's the last book you've read, but what do you do when the power goes out? What is the plan in the Duke's household, Carl, provided you got enough candlelight, or how does that work? What you got going on over there?
No, I think, you know, we have read before. We all kind of just do our own thing with the reading because it's quiet and there's nothing going on, but we have played board games. We still do board games, and we try to do, you know, like Uno Night and stuff like that just to, to get together. So I think that's something. It's been a while since we've lost power, knock wood.
Oh,
I
man.
Say that last, what was the hurricane storm winds, Michael, that, where I lost a tree or two? That was the last time I think we lost power. But, yeah, usually that's what we're doing.
Yeah, we had some heavy storms rolling through. Actually, there was a fatality in Douglas County, and I read more on, apparently it was a very well-loved restaurateur, so I hate to hear that. But storms are ripping through, man. It was some serious thunder and lightning. So, Chris, by the way, you got caught in the tsunami on the way to work today. So you've basically been doing the whole show being musty and wet and stinky smelling.
Yeah, I'm basically a wet dog back here, boys.
They didn't get you. Got to go in the prize. Remember, Carl, I used to wear all the V103 gear anytime I'd get caught in the rain.
I was told we are completely out of merch.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What, are we on back order? What's the deal?
Well, you know, maybe our new parent company, Odyssey, could hook us up with some new swag.
No, I mean, the last time I got caught in a downpour, I had, like, Star 94 shorts and, like, a V103 shirt. I literally looked like John Travolta and Samuel L. Jackson.
You look like a prize hog is what you look like.
No, I looked like them walking out of the diner at the end of Pulp Fiction. Remember when Tarantino gives him his clothes?
Oh, yeah, when they changed after they had
changed. you guys going to a volleyball game? Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you do in your house when the power goes out?
Hey, man. Oh, I try to take me a good nap when it lights go out. There ain't nothing else to do.
A good nap?
Just snooze. Snooze. Yeah. Hey, man.
The power's out in the afternoon, though. You're taking a 3 or 4 hour nap? Really?
Right. I don't know. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. Power goes out. How are you passing the time?
Hey, man. Hey, man, we have this clown that we pull out, and we asked him to go on and perform, and he goes, "What's happening, chief?" And we just crack up all night long.
Outstanding.
It's been a minute, Mike.
Good job, by the way. Some of our old regulars are rolling in. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got?
Hey, man. All right, so we got rules in our house. Well, when our power goes out, rule number one, no one, absolutely under no circumstances, are you allowed to open the refrigerator. All right?
True.
That's a good one.
Rule number one.
Keep everything cold.
We go to Dave and Buster's, man. We go to Dave and Buster's. I order me a couple of old fashions, you know, the kids say play, and the missus just, you know, whatever.
That's
how we.
All right. Hope you got power. I guess they got a big ass generator at D&B, Carl.
I was going to say, but you know what? He's like, we ain't staying here. We're going to go. I'm going to take y'all somewhere else and y'all can do whatever. I'm gonna,
hey, man.
Drink.
I was going to say, I mean, when the power goes out, we have enough candles around here, but you know what I'm reading right now, by the way? When he passed away, Christopher Plummer. Remember, Christopher Plummer played a heavy in a lot of movies for older people. He was like, the hills are alive with the sound of music. I'm reading his autobiography. Carl, there's so much dirt on Hollywood. It's gold. Ooh. When I'm done with it, I'm going to pass it along. It's like a friggin' phone book. I haven't even gotten to the 60s yet. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you do when the power goes out? How do you pass the time? Hey, man.
So the power goes out. And I say, baby, grab the generator. Got to protect the Hey Man Ale.
That's good. Right, that's a good idea.
I'm with you on that.
Get the ice out before the ice turns to mush.
You got to get it. I'm with you.
By the way, we say this all the time. For guys that are new to the show, we have our own beer. It's made by Oconee Brewing. We had our Dukes and Bell Hey Man Blonde Ale. And now we've got our Hey Man Blonde Ale Watermelon Lime. Guys are going bananas. I really got a kick out of the dude, Carl, who said we got street cred because they were selling it in the hood, right, on Twitter?
Yeah, Decatur Slim. Yeah, man. Big shout out to him and all the people and brothers out there representing the Hey Man Ale. It's funny, man. Everybody, Mike, the people that I've run into, and it's been quite a few, I say that really being generous and saying thank you guys, but I've run into, and everybody says, man, this goes down so easy. We told you that.
Right. Matter of fact, I got neighbors coming over sniffing around. I'm like, you want to try? I'm like, oh, I'm kicking Becky under the fire pit outside. Like, I'm like, give him a Modelo. Save the Hey Man for me. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got what do you do when the power goes out? How do you pass the time?
Hey, man. Oh, Carl Dukes, don't be talking about my naps now just because we ain't got a big old generator like at the Dukes Mansion. All
right? I hear you, man. You take a nap, too? I guess so.
I guess he does. Right. By the way, you had any more critter issues? Didn't you have like a squirrel? Didn't you have something in the house a couple of years ago? A chipmunk or something?
It was, yeah. I think it was a chipmunk that we had. Yeah, that was a few years back. Yeah,
dude, we were getting lizards.
And then the woodpecker. That was this year.
That's right.
The woodpecker. But that's been taken care of. Why? What's going on?
No. I mean, it's kind of cool to see the cat reclaim her her feline killing instinct. We've had like lizards in the house, which is good. They eat the bugs, right?
They do.
Twice in the last couple of weeks, I've come across like a lizard, like literally belly up, and the cat's looking at me like, I didn't do it. So I guess, I mean, do I need lizards aren't bad, right?
No. They're not going to bother
me. Tiny little things. I mean, they're going to. All right.
I actually saw a lizard for the first time in Florida last week. I was taken aback. It just ran. It scooted right across me while we were taking a walk in the morning.
This is where I asked Carl. Carl is my conduit to home ownership. I don't know what I'm supposed to have in the house.
You're talking about the little green lizards, right?
Yeah, the little critters.
They're
great.
They're going to eat all the. Yeah, they're going to eat all the little.
No, unless there's a giant Komodo dragon baby somewhere in the house. That's going to be exciting.
But even those won't bother you.
I guess. Hey, man, you're on. Unless the cat disappears, you're on the radio, buddy. What do you do when the power goes out?
Hey, man. Got a fence line about 1,200 meters behind the house. I line up these Hey Man watermelon and lime L's across it. Got me a six pack out there. Just take the 50 cal and blast each one of them off one at a time.
I hope they're empty.
Yeah, you got to do something. I mean, you know.
But they're empty.
I'm sure they are. That's
alcohol abuse otherwise, man. Hey, man, you're on the radio, brah. What are you doing when the power goes out? How do you pass the time?
Oh, well, when the power goes out, the real estate maven and I go make whoopee, and I think of Taco Fall.
John Fricky and the maven make whoopee, Carl. They take advantage of the romantic candlelight, and they eat things of Taco Fall.
I love it. Yeah.
The attraction.
Well, I didn't need a visual of the whoopee, but yes, I understand.
I mean, truth be told, Carl, I mean, I was around when we had gas lamps on the street. It was quite, I'm used to not having total illumination. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you do with the power's out in your neighborhood? What do you got?
Hey, man. I like to play a good game of chess.
That's a good call. Good call. That'll keep you going. Right. That'll probably keep you going until the power comes on. Right. You got a good opponent. Yeah, man. I got to learn.
My dad taught me. I forgot everything. How does the horsey move again? Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What are you doing with the power goes out? Okay. And then the castle is the rook, right?
The castle is not the rook, no.
All right. I got to figure this out. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got?
Hey, man. Call Dukes, it ain't two guys taking naps, it's me. I can tell you what people ain't doing, apparently ain't calling in. I done got in three times, baby.
This man is helping us fill the final 10 minutes of the program.
Is the same dude or is that a different dude? I mean, what the hell is going on here?
It sounds like all my neighbors out here in Coweta County. But is that it, Chris? I don't want to get redundant here.
Yeah, man.
The last one. Hey, man, the power's out. What are you doing?
Yes, unlike you poor people, my whole house generator comes on and I watch my television programs.
So, by the way, the generator is a great investment, Carl. It comes on.
I mean,
it's not the cheapest thing in the world, but it does make a hell of a lot of sense.
No, honestly, and if you live in a rural area and you can't afford to have one seriously and power is an issue, they're the best. Like, you don't lose anything. It's incredible.
Taco Fall would be the attraction.
Yes, sir. All right, man. We got to get out of here. Great job, guys, as always. Hey, Hawks coming up. 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock tip. They're playing Portland tonight. We said it. All these games matter. Here's what's crazy. Get this one tonight, and then you got the Western Conference leading Suns. That's not a misprint. Coming in on Wednesday. And then you got to play the Pacers. You're at the Pacers on Thursday night back-to-back. Suns may be the biggest surprise in the NBA, but right now they would have home court advantage throughout the Western Conference. Lakers are sliding. That's all out there. The point is Suns are a good team. So this is a big one tonight, and Portland's not playing bad either. All right, man, let's get out of here and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show. So it's time for Let Me Clear My Throat.
Hey, thanks to Trevor Sikkema today who joined us. He was great talking about the draft, hits and misses. It's all online at odyssey.com. He is with the senior NFL reporter with Draft Network and co-host of Locked On NFL Draft Podcast. Go check him out. Great stuff. Hey, tomorrow, Atlanta United is going to try to do something. I don't know if they're going to be able to do it, Mike, but we're going to talk about it. Braves back in action as well. A series against the Nats. They got to overcome some of these injuries. We'll see what the Hawks do tonight and more on how this draft is going to shape our Atlanta Falcons. Make sure you're here at 2 o'clock. Chris, good to have you back, man. Glad you made it back safe and glad you enjoyed the beach down there in Florida. Bo Morgan's executive producing. Mike Bell, let's get out of here. Clear your throat.
Hey, man, it was really cool to hear the sounds of some of our new rookie class here for the Falcons. I know that we can go round and round about how we should get there, what we should be doing, but you got to really just think about the old school fun of playing football. Now guys get to do it for a living, and they're excited to be doing it here in Atlanta. Bro, I don't know what Arthur Smith's going to do. I don't know what Fontenot's going to do. All I know is for the first time ever since I've been doing mock drafts, they actually selected guys that I selected. I'm excited. I can't wait to see where we go. I think it's going to take a little bit longer than some of you guys think. I don't think it's as bad as some of you guys think as well. But all I know is, Carl, we got some really good guys that fit a lot of needs. And so far, everything I've heard about these guys makes me can't wait to see these dudes out there knocking some skulls at Mercedes-Benz.
They say money don't make you happy. Well, I guess they're right, because Bill and Melinda Gates have announced they're getting a divorce. The Gates family has a net worth approaching $150 billion. We saw this happen with the Bezos. Now we're seeing it happen with the Gates family. Separation could set records for the largest divorce settlement in history. Wish them both the best of luck, but that announcement coming down today.
Wow.
Hey, man, if you love the show...
I'm just thinking about Maximum Bob, and he's going to shoot his shot. He's met them, you know that? I'm sorry. Tell your friends, Carl.
If you don't.
Mike Mayock reached to draft you for the Raiders.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.